Amen, I say unto you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. These are beautiful words, I think, especially in the season of Christmas time and Epiphany, to meditate upon. What did the Magi see when they came that 1,000-mile-long journey? They came and saw what appeared to be just an ordinary child, in all appearances anyway, and the child was silent. Our Lady was silent too. But think of it. God spoke, and the whole universe was created. Fiat lux, he says, by a couple of words. Let there be light. And the light was created. Then he said, let us make man in our likeness and image. And he created man out of nothing but the slime of the earth. The words of God are that powerful that they brought everything that exists and everything that ever has and ever will exist into existence by the power of his word. And then the words of God were so powerful that they expelled demons. When our Lord walked the streets of Jerusalem and everywhere else that he went, they expelled demons. Begone, Satan. He said that so many times. And they left. They had to obey the word of God. And then through his word, the sick were cured. And they were able to take up their beds and walk. And the word of God even raised the dead. On several occasions. On one occasion, that of after the death of Lazarus. And think of it. The man had been dead 4 days. He'd been in his tomb. He was rotting. He stank. And when they opened the tomb, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And that's all it took. A single word from God. And the greatest miracle, or one of the greatest miracles besides the resurrection of our Lord, was performed. And then think too of God's wisdom. He created the universe, but he created it with perfect order, absolute perfection. I always like to think of the stars and that verse in, I'm not sure if I'm saying the English right, but it gives the sense. One of my favorite verses of the Psalms is when he says that our Lord knows the number of stars and calls each of them by name. I like to think of that. You don't get it much around the city. Once you go out into the country, one thing I love to do is just get out and look into the nighttime sky at all the stars, because it shows the wisdom of God. It shows his power and that he knows them all so perfectly. He can call them all by name. It's a beautiful thing to think of. But then the perfect order of all the planets and the stars and the galaxies and how they never hit each other. And if they do, it's through God's holy will and only in his time. We think of the human body, how it works, all of the cells and everything else that science has explained to us. You go from the greatest creature to the tiniest gnat, and God has ordered them all very perfectly. Yet then we look to the manger, and here's where it gets even more beautiful. We see a silent baby, and that's it. Though he is all-powerful, all-wise, and his word can work miracles, he depends on Mary for everything. To be carried from one place to the other, to be lifted from the crib, and to be moved from one place to another, to be wrapped and clothed in his swaddling clothes, to be put to sleep at night, and to be watched over her, by her, all the day long. He was dependent and silent through it all. Never a complaint and never a correction either. Think of that too. God allowed himself to be picked up and moved, and never said a word. Never said a word. And this is a good lesson for us, I think, this silence, but a good silence. We think of the Christmas silence that is peaceful, that is, that we should become childlike, just like our Lord did in the manger. We should be silent and allow ourselves to be guided by those in authority, really, whether parents or priests, to be guided without offering resistance and being self-opinionated. It's all wonderful. It's so hard, though. It's so hard for each one of us, including the priests, to do. But it's good to be silent before God. And then, secondly, to accept God's will without complaint. This is also a very hard one, but always remember that we're children in spiritual matters, always. When we come face to face with them and God throws some trial at us, for example, or some temptation at us, we're just little children. And it's better to be silent than to question why God does such a thing, why he permits this or that temptation or this or that trial. And if we do speak in those moments, it should always be to ask for submission to God's will. It should always be to ask for a greater confidence in the providence of God that has arranged it from all eternity. Those are the only words that should come. Aside from two, sometimes we are human after all. Sometimes we have to talk to a close friend or spouse or someone like that to help us to elevate our thoughts to the supernatural, so that we can remember to pray for submission and confidence in providence. Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's learn tonight that lesson of becoming childlike, like our Lord, and to be silent in the face of God's wisdom and how he arranges everything and what he sends our way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.